This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate. Netflix reviews.
Welcome to episode 41. Now, this is one of my favorite Rambo movies. This is John Rambo from 2008. Nate, how long has it been since you've seen this movie?
2008. No, just kidding. I saw this in the theater. This is the first Rambo movie I ever saw, period. I think I mentioned that before. I saw it in the theater, and it's been maybe six, seven years since I watched it. It's been a while, but I remember liking it, so let's see what happens here.
Yeah, so for those of you, please answer the question down below. What did you guys think of Rambo from 2008? If you want to give us your scores, give us your scores. If you want to give us your thoughts, then guess what? Give us your thoughts on Rambo from 2008. And our criterias for these movies, like we always do, are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, then total points. And that's how we score all our action movie reviews. So with that said, we always do our domestic, our box office numbers, and then our Rotten Tomatoes, and then we get right into our movie reviews. So let's start it off with Rambo 2008 domestic numbers. But Nate, please give me your theory on what these grossed.
Okay, so this was like 20 years since the one before it. Yep. So it had been a while. This was Stallone's little renaissance there in the late 2000s. I don't think this was as big a hit as the other ones. I'm going to say $51 million US.
All right, so here we go. Rambo from 2008 box office numbers. Domestic, it came out to $42,754,105. International was $70,490,185. And then on a worldwide total of $113,244,290 on a budget of $50 million.
Okay, so it was a success, not huge success, but successful. I was close on the domestic, 42. Yeah, that sounds about right. I remember it came. I feel like people liked it generally, but it didn't. I remember my theater, it wasn't very full or anything like that. Plus an older crowd, you know, like younger people didn't know who Rambo was. So the teenagers weren't going to go see this because they don't even know who the character is. That probably affected it as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The problem with this is that the later we're going into the Rambos, it's the same with the Rockies. You know, like not many people grew up with these type of movies in our newer generations. Where when you go to the theater to see Rambo or Rocky, it's kind of all the older crowd that grew up from like the 80s on up. So I'm very shocked by these numbers. To be honest with you, I was very shocked. I remember seeing this in the theater, and I was like, oh, yeah. But let's get to some Rotten Tomato scores.
Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Alex, you're going to go ahead and guess what do you think the critical score is and what do you think the audience score is.
So I do remember that the critics went ham on this one. This one and The Last Blood, they both went, I don't know why, they tore this one apart. So I'm going to go with a 67-ish.
Okay.
67? And the audience score, I might lean towards I don't know. A lot of people was like, oh, it's a little gore. You know, they were a little soft with the gore. And I might go over. I'll say 73 audience.
Okay. All right. You were close on one of them. You were close on one of them.
I knew it.
So critical score, 37%. Not very well received. Now, this is par for the course, though, because if you remember, Rambo 3 was a 40 and Rambo 2 was a 35. So everything other than First Blood has a pretty low Rotten Tomato score. Audience scores, the one you were close on, is a 69% for audiences. So
unreal.
People liked it in general, close to 70, but the critics were not really feeling this one too much.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Like, what were they looking for in this movie? Like, I mean,
if you read the little blurb, it just says about, I didn't memorize it, but it says something along the lines of, these movies got very far from the character-driven first movie, where it was less about action and more about character, and this is just like a bloodbath of a movie, and Critics hate that, apparently.
Critics are dumb. But anyway, we're not here for critics because they're dumb. We're here for our scores. So let's get right into our scores of Rambo because I'm dying to tap into this movie. Nate, let's start it off with John Rambo himself, the lead character.
Yes.
What are you going to give it?
Sylvester Stallone. An aged Sylvester Stallone. Now, I did not like him in the last two movies. This man was a dead fish in these last two movies. Besides being physical, he was a dead fish as far as his performance. Let me tell you something. Old Sylvester Stallone is my jam. I really like him in this movie. He's great. This is the best he's been since the first movie. Easily, hands down, it's not even close. And he's still quiet. But you know, when he delivers his lines, he doesn't seem like he's forced to be there like he did in part two and part three. He's just quiet. He's acting at least, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's a much better performance. Physically, he does a great job for his age. You know, all the action scenes are well done. He looks great in them. He's a physical presence even in his older age. And he's almost more, you know, it's weird. He's almost more tough, I guess, is the best way to put it. Like, he looks stronger than he did when he was younger, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He had the muscles when he was younger, but he just seems like a big beast of a man in this movie. Like, you don't want to mess with him. I absolutely love him. I'm going to give him a 5 because not only is he physically imposing and his performance is much better, but just the character is this one feels like a direct sequel to one. Like, you can watch one and then this.
Yeah.
And you could follow along. He seems like the same guy, which I appreciated.
You know what, man? Everything you said was spot on. And I'm going to tell you right now, my man Rambo, this is what I wanted in part two. Him just straight ruthless like that. And it was cool because he was the Rambo that was like you said, he was to himself. And he was telling people, you know, like, don't go there because you ain't changing nothing. You know, he was seeing everything, I guess, black and white. I guess that's like the term. Like, he's not seeing it. He's just seeing the violence, you know, like, you can't change nothing, you ain't gonna do nothing, because Rambo is just, like, so torn because America, you know, let him to die, and he's all, like, angry, and I like that Rambo. They should have left him to die a long time ago, because that's the Rambo I wanted on screen, and I got it, and it's awesome. When you push him to the edge, you got the Nate version. The pissed off Rambo.
Very pissed off.
Yeah, and I loved it. And with that, I agree. I gave him a 5.
Yep.
He's awesome.
And you get a couple of nice, tender moments between him and the girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he shows that side that he did in the first movie when he goes to see the lady, the friend, you know, and he's dead, and he's kind of like a human. And he's more human in this than the cartoon. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so main villain. So I scored the dude with the hat, the main leader.
That's guy
the
same, with hat.
Yeah, the guy with hat. I don't know his name, but the captain, I guess you want to call him. I gave him a 4 because the reason why is because he was a villain. Like, this dude was sleeping with little kids. I mean, you saw it. He was sleeping with kids. They didn't show it, but you saw it when they brought the kid to him and he locked the door. You kind of assume he let your imagination run wild. Well, what happens? But he was not playing around. When he was saying whatever he was saying, they were tearing people up with mines and they were shooting them with 50 calibers. And, like, whatever he said goes. And I liked that. I was like, now this is a villain that should have been in part 2 and part 3 because it didn't matter. Now, the only beef that I got with him that I deducted from a perfect was the fact that he did not fight Rambo. He ran when everything was coming to a head. You know, like, he started to run away, and then, you know, Rambo hit him with the Rambo vision. He went, and then he just ran, and he caught up to him on top of the hill. But, I thought, in terms of the villain, I thought he was a really good villain. Now, again, you don't see much of him throughout the film, but when you do see him, his presence is known on screen to his crew members and to everybody. Especially when he captures everyone and he's like yelling at all of them. And I don't know what the hell he says.
Yeah.
But in the bottom, he's like, you know, you fear me, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I give him a 4 for menacing.
All right. Awesome. 1 for me. I give him a 1.
How you give him a 1?
I don't know his name. I don't even know if he has a name. They didn't even say he's not a character. He's just a cardboard cutout of a villain. And he's there. He's not a character. I don't know his name. Some of his dialogue, I'm not even lying. I just watched this. Some of his dialogue, they don't even put the subtitles for. He just says stuff like, if Rambo's not there or someone there to like need to know what they're saying, they don't even put subtitles.
So are you sure? Stuff
he says, yes.
Mine's every time he spoke, the subtitles popped up.
Whenever Rambo is there, there's subtitles in all the scenes. There's a few where the soldiers are walking around. They're like yelling and then there's no subtitles. You like you don't even need to know. So some of the stuff he said barely wasn't important. He's barely in the movie. He doesn't do anything except be evil. Like he's super evil. You're right about that. I agree with that. But there's nothing to him. I don't even know his name. We literally called him Guy with Hat. One. I can't get down with Guy with Hat. I'm sorry.
I understand. But he's, I mean, to me, he's more ruthless than Murdoch and the sheriff from the first movie.
But at least those guys are characters. He's not really a character. He's just some guy, you know? Hey. So if this was real life, 10 out of 10, he's hard. He's a horrible person. But as a movie character, he's not really much of a character. So it's okay. But doesn't matter because we're about to get to something good in a second. What's the next category?
Oh, action scenes, my friend. Get to action scenes.
Now, let me tell you something. I will not. The villain's the lowest score for me. Now, I will say this. Of all like the villains, that like army, the military, was a great fodder for Rambo to go against. I'll give it that. Because boy, oh boy, these guys are terrible. This movie has some of the most brutal violence, and it's super realistic, which I like. It's hard to watch at times. You know, they literally are like chucking kids into like burning buildings. There's the one scene where the military guy takes the kid from the mom and just throws him in a burning house, like a little like 3-year-old kid. So it holds no punches. At the opening, they show like real life war footage and photos and stuff like that. So it's pretty hardcore. I'm definitely not for the squeamish. With that being said, it is for me. I absolutely love it. My man Rambo. Let me tell you something. There's two guys in this movie that rule. Obviously, John Rambo rules. And my boy Schoolboy, the sniper.
Yeah.
This guy pops heads. He shoots them and their heads blow up. They just burst.
He pops
heads. The best. It's the best. I love it. He shoots them in the body. They go flying 20 feet. I love it. Rambo comes up on that dude with a machete, chops his head off, gets on the 50 cal, turns the guy into hamburger meat, and I love it. He shoots a boat. The boat explodes. Guess what I do? I love it. This movie's great. This movie's great. The action scenes are great. 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. They're all brutal. They hit hard. They look good. Except for some CGI blood here and there that's not that good. You know, it's kind of like,
John
it looks kind of cheesy. But that's okay. I forgive it for the sheer brutality that if Rambo rips a throat out, come on. I love it. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, look, in terms of, I mean, you said everything. In terms of the action sequences, this is the best action in the entire franchise. I'm going to say it absolutely right now. You want action? John Rambo is it's the action. Let me just tell you, when I was in the theater, okay, the first time watching this thing, and the minute Rambo does the little squirrel when he just creeps up behind the dude and the music starts to get mad loud and he chops the head off, and then the theater went crazy. The theater went nuts. I mean, and then everyone just stood quiet because you just saw body parts everywhere, and I was just like, oh my God. And I was like, I love this. You know, I'm like, yeah. I loved it. I think it's absolutely great. I gave it a 5. There's no way you can give this lower than a 5. There's
even
no way.
His first appearance of action when the guy calls him the boatman and is like, stay at the boat. And he comes with a bow and arrow and just like starts wrecking people.
Oh,
like, absolutely.
Dude.
This is fantastic. Yeah. And the last 30 minutes is almost all action, pretty much. So it's awesome. Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Let's get to storyline. Because to me, besides First Blood, this has to be one of the best storylines that should have been a sequel to it. I love the fact that it's a based on a real event that's happening around, you know, across the, you know, other side of the world. I loved it. Uh-huh. I love the fact that it was a good, plausible storyline. You know, you got this Christian, was it
missionaries?
These missionaries across the border, like to help people and all that. More a lot of realistic, you know, we got to look for a boatman. They found Rambo. He's like, I ain't taking you. Like, I'm not. Like, he's telling them straight up. Like, he's trying to help them, and they're not listening. Like, and that's the thing that I was laughing with my wife because we saw the extended cut. And he's telling them, like, point blank, like, you're not going to change nothing. Why? I'm not going to take you because he feels like if he took them and they died, it's on him because he took them over there, you know? And I love that. And I was like, man, this is awesome. And then when he found out that, you know, he got captured, it was over. He was just like, I'm going right now to that shed. And I'm going to start banging away a new machete because that's what I'm going to use to hunt people down. And I loved it. I thought that was awesome. And my favorite part of the movie is when he gets caught by the pirates and he tells them, don't look up because they will kill you. Right. And he's talking to them in some gibber in Thailand or whatever, in whatever it is. And they find a female and they wanted her. Oh, man. And he lit them up with the gun. It was over. Oh, it was. And then when he slammed the dude on the thing, he was like, what are you doing? And he went, boom. He's like, what are you doing? They would have raped her 50 times. Yeah. He's like, it's your call. He's like, we will go. And then she gave that stupid speech. You know, we were so close. I was like, lady, you have no idea what's going to happen.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, no, you know. But yeah, I loved it. I gave it a 5. The storyline is an absolute perfect storyline for Rambo.
Cool. Yeah, I gave it a 4. With that being said, it's the best storyline since the first one, hands down, and it's not close. I gave the first one in storyline, I also gave it a 4. I feel like this is pretty much equal, you know what I mean? They're different, but the character feels the same. And I think that's important in these movies where you have sequels, is you want the character, your main person that you follow and love, to feel the same. And he didn't feel the same as part 1 and 2 and 3, you know? But here, he felt like part 1. I'm really serious. If you watch First Blood and then watch this one, they play as an easy sequel because he had all that stuff happen to him. You could imagine it's 30 years later. He left the country because they treated him bad. You know what I mean? You already know he's a Green Beret. You know he has history anyway. And then this would have been an amazing showcase to show exactly what he can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he killed a lot of guys in 2 and 3, but it would have been way more awesome if this was just the sequel. And like, you're like, well, they talk about how many people he kills in the first one, but he doesn't kill anybody in the first one, really. Now you see what a you know, wrecking ball he could be. I thought that would have been awesome. And either way, it's a great storyline. Very well written and very well done. 4 out of 5 for me.
Overall,
I give this movie it's another 4 out of 5. I think it's a great Rambo film. I think it's a very, very, very good action film. Great. It's a great action film. That's all it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it tries to say some stuff here and there with, because they're in Burma, right? And it's like talking about genocide and things like that. And they don't really get into religion per se, but it kind of touches on, you know, what these people's beliefs are and if it helps or, and the thing I like about the movie is it doesn't condemn either side, right? You know what I mean? Like, it just shows these are the different sides and this is how people think about it. So I appreciate all that. Stallone is awesome in this. Stallone is so good in this movie. I really like older Stallone. When he came out with this and Rocky Balboa and the Creed movies and like Escape Plan, like he had a run there where I really liked a lot of his movies as older. And this was the start of it. He was like, this was awesome. So 4 out of 5 for me.
Yeah, in terms of this, look, I'm just gonna say it off the bat. I gave it a 5. This is my hands down my favorite one. Now, look, I love 1, but 1 is a more drama driven movie, and I'm not here for drama. I'm here for action, and that's why 4 is my favorite one out of the entire one. And I love watching it. Like, even rewatching it, I'm like, I get so amped when he starts shooting everybody. It's like, it's so awesome. And you're right. If this was the absolute sequel that took place 40 years later, if 2 never happened and they did a 40 year later, you know, Rambo's back on screen, I think it would have been awesome. A way more successful movie because everyone had that bad taste of 3 in the mouth. But then again, we have a different generation and all these critics, and you know, they are so sensitive, like muffins. So, yeah, they're very sensitive. I mean, I don't know.
Sensitive like muffins.
Like muffins.
They're a sensitive muffin.
Yeah, look, I think overall, I love the story. The story was really good. All the characters gel very well. Even like the mercenaries, even when they were like, he was like, you know, take that intimidation look off your face. You know,
I hate that guy. I wanted him
to punch him in the face and throw him into the water, but I was like, you know what? I was like,
kill this guy.
It came to head when he came out and he goes, "Who are you, boatman?" And then he's like, "You ain't going back." And then he took the arrow and he's like, "Live for something or die for nothing." And I was like, "Yeah!" I would have went to, you know, and it's Rambo back in the jungle, man.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The woods is where he should be.
They should have rocked Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses with Rambo. You'd be like, you know where you are?
You're in the jungle, baby.
Yeah. You're going to die. He's like, oh, he's shooting the 50 caliber. That would have been
the best scene.
It would have been the best scene. But yeah, total points.
So yeah, I do agree with in one regard.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and we're not to our rankings yet, but I think this is one of those cases where I feel like First Blood is the better film overall, but this one might be my favorite one, like, to watch. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's very good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a very good movie. But I have more time. I would rather watch this than the first one. So take that information. Overall, total score for me is a 19 out of 25. And that's really only because of the villain, you know, or lack thereof for me. Everything else, lead character is great, action's great, storyline's really good. Overall, mode's a good movie, looks good. You know, except like I said, for a couple of spotty CGI moments with blood and the bomb going off, looks kind of. But that's okay. I forgive it. It's a good time. 19 out of 25.
Yeah, look, I gave this a 24 out of 25 for me. I think this is an awesome Rambo movie. And that scene with the Claymore dude. Oh my God, when they were tracking her, and then they put that, he put this Claymore under that bomb that never blew
that
up.
Old bomb? Yeah,
I loved it. It was so old school 80s when they're running and you see the danger and he's like, oh! And then he starts falling down the thing. I love it, dude. I was like, yes! Give me more of that.
The moment they show that bomb, you know.
Yeah, Rambo's going to
at some point in this movie. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I loved it. He was like, give me the Claymore. And then giving the Claymore, goes, shoot a fire. And he's like, what? Shoot. And then he shot it. And then he's like, go. And then they started running. And I'm like, oh, I love Rambo. this is awesome. Yeah, it's a great scene. But go ahead, Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that is our take on Rambo or John Rambo. We watched the extended cut. Yeah. John Rambo is what it was called. So, but if you're looking to buy this, if you enjoyed it, look for Rambo on the shelves, just Rambo. It's available in 4K, which is what we watched it on. It's a fantastic movie. Next week, we got the last one, which is Rambo Last Blood, a callback to the first movie, which I haven't seen this since the theater. I saw it at the theater and I haven't seen it since. So I'm actually looking forward to it. I think we're going to watch it. You want to watch the extended cut of that one too?
Oh, you know, we should break down the extended cut. A lot of people are sleeping on the extended cut and I'm the only one that defend it. Because since you've seen the theater version, you have not seen the extended cut. I think you should see it for this review.
So next week we'll be reviewing the extended cut of Rambo Last Blood. So I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, on the following Monday on Levels of Geeks Live with me and Alex, we will be doing our ranking of the Rambo franchise. And we'll be moving on to another franchise, which I'll be honest, it's on my phone and I don't remember what it is right now. So I'll tell you guys next week what our next franchise is going to be. but that's what's coming up in the pipeline.
Yeah, I think it was Lethal Weapon.
I know we got Lethal Weapon, Matrix, and something else all coming up like in the next.
Yeah, because I remember we swapped the 007 to push it back with the No Time to Die. Yeah. So so it could be one of those. It might be Matrix.
It's one of them.
Or Lethal Weapon. Yeah. You'll find out next week. But anyway, if you want to follow Nate on his social media outlets, check out Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews, and then check out his podcast with him and his friends, Nateflix Movie Reviews, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Levels of Geeks, follow us on all social media platforms. Levels of Geeks on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram. And then other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.